ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea police have launched an investigation after a video surfaced on social media showing men who are believed to be police officers beating three men. The video has triggered widespread community outrage. Now, the acting police commissioner, David Manning, has vowed to bring justice for the victims, but many in the community say that doesn't go far enough. With this just the latest case of alleged police brutality in PNG, many people now say they want a complete overhaul of the policing system. Now, our reporter Jordan Fennell has been following this story very closely. Jordan, firstly, what can you tell us about this video?
The video appears to have been shot from across the street from where the incident happened. It's a really grainy video, but you see three men lying on the ground. They're wearing shorts and t-shirts. And then there are two other men in blue shirts, which appear to have police insignia on the shoulders. And they're also wearing long pants and holding what appear to be guns. They hit the men on the ground with the butt of their guns. They also yell at them, kick them, and stomp on them. This is all happening near a white car that does not have police signage on it and is unclear who it belongs to. At various points in the video, the men in the blue shirts open the car doors and look around through the car. Then about a third of the way through the video, another car pulls up without police insignia and a new group of men get out. These men are wearing darker clothes and what appear to be boots. They begin assaulting the men on the ground as well. They hit the first car with bats and sticks, breaking the back window, and then they hit the men. The video lasts for 18 minutes, and the men are beaten throughout the entire thing.
Well, what have police said about the video, Jordan?
Well, the police have claimed that it is their officers from the Royal Papua New Guinea Constabulary who are shown beating the men on the ground. The acting police commissioner, David Manning, has made a statement saying that the video angered him and he vowed to investigate and bring those responsible to justice. He also said that the video showed a clear case of excessive use of force as the men on the ground did not resist but continued to be assaulted by police.
And we understand, Jordan, the police minister has told the ABC that the officers have now been identified. They've been suspended, but we haven't got any more details than that yet. What about the community reaction then? Because this is certainly not the first time we've seen allegations that police have been extremely excessive with their use of force in PNG. There were reports and increasingly video evidence that surfaces, it seems, every few months.
Yeah, there's been a huge outcry from community members. The video has gone viral on social media and many are calling for the police to do something about this. I spoke with Port Moresby resident Stan Nilian, who watched the video on Monday night, and he says he wants to see a complete overhaul of the policing system.
Obviously, it was very gruesome and overly excessive. What I think should be done is that the police should control how they act, because they are there to enforce the law. You know, the law is for everybody. We have our rights. The police should work within the boundaries or the code of conduct. You know, there's a way to apprehend a criminal. There's no need for excessive violence. You know, if the person has been apprehended, handcuff them and take them to the jail. You know, if you're assaulting them physically and then you're taking them to the jail, it's like double punishment.